Lesson 14. Pentecost and the Proclamation of Faith. The day of Pentecost has arrived. The disciples, along with the Holy Mother, are waiting in prayer for gaining power from above. Suddenly, there is a sound like the rush of a violent wind. This filled the house where they had gathered. They saw flame-like tongues staying over each of them. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit. By the gift of tongue they received from the Spirit, they began to talk in different languages. Now, they were devoted Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. In that crowd of people who spoke different languages, each one heard disciples speaking in each one's native language. They talked about the wonderful works of God. Without understanding the meaning of this, they were amazed and astonished. Peter's sermon. At that time, Peter got up and addressed them, saying, "Listen to what I say. These people are not drunk as you think. Now this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. God declares, in the last days I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your young men shall see visions. And your old men shall dream dreams. In those days, I will pour out my spirit even upon my slaves, both male and female, and they shall prophesy." Then, quoting from the Old Testament, Peter explained to them that Jesus was the Son of God, that through his passion and death, he brought us salvation, and that God the Father raised him from death. Peter concluded his long sermon with the words, "Therefore, let the entire house of Israel know with certainty that God has made him both Lord and Messiah, this Jesus whom you crucified." Now, when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and asked Peter and others what they should do. Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins may be forgiven." Paying heed to his voice, about 3,000 people joined them that very day. Day by day, the Lord went on saving more people and adding them to this community. Thomas Apostle in India. The community of the disciples set out in different directions to different parts of the earth. Apostle Thomas, called the Didymus, came to India. Saint Thomas reached India in the year 52 AD. He disembarked in Kodungallur, then called Muzirus. In those days, many Jews lived there. On 21 November, we commemorate the arrival of Saint Thomas in India. The Seven Churches. It is believed by tradition that Saint Thomas established seven churches in India. This should not be taken to imply that he built seven church buildings. What we should understand is that he laid the foundation for Christian communities in seven places. These seven places are Nirunam, Kollam, Palayur, Nilakkal, Kokamangalam, Kottakkava, and Kodungallur. Another church supposed to have been built by Saint Thomas at Tiruvidamkude is also known as Arappalli. An official book, The Acts of St. Thomas, gives much details about St. Thomas. This describes in detail how he came to India, how he preached the gospel, and how he was martyred. Several ancient forms of art unique to Syrian Christians, such as Margangali, Chavittu Nadagam, Parijumuttukali, as well as some ancient songs, bear witness to the missionary work of St. Thomas in India. In 72 AD, Thomas Apostle was martyred in Chinnamala of Malayapur, wounded by enemy's spear. He was buried in Perimala, Big Mound. The Indian Christian community commemorate this martyrdom on 3rd July as a feast called Dukrana. In 1972, during the 19th century celebration of this, Pope Paul VI declared him the Apostle of India. Kaita Kalam, summer season. This period starts on the Sunday, 7 weeks after Pentecost. That day is the feast of the 12 apostles who formed the foundation of the church. The church that flourishes with strong roots in the works of these apostles give birth to several saints and martyrs. During this period, we remember the growth of the church, a symbol of the kingdom of heaven, producing an abundance of fruits of sanctity. The Syrian word kaita means summer. This period is also known as the season of fruits. On the Fridays of this season, we remember the saints and martyrs, the faithful children of the church. This season motivates us to produce good fruits of sanctity. Let us pray. O Jesus, like Saint Thomas the Apostle who came to India to proclaim your gospel, give us also the missionary zeal to proclaim your gospel in India. Read the Word of God and narrate. From the book of Acts of Apostles, chapter 2, verses 1 to 47. Word of God for our guidance. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teachings and fellowship, to the breaking of the bread and the prayers. From the book of Acts of Apostles, chapter 2, verses 42. Let us do. Write the names of seven churches established by Saint Thomas the Apostle. My decision. I will live by doing good acts, following the inspirations of the Holy Spirit.